The Jewelled Necklace, written and read by Louise. Janie Rose was spending a week of the school holidays with her grandmother. She didn't see her grandmother often, as she lived in another town. On warm, sunny days, they went to the beach. Sometimes they went to the local shopping mall and had lunch at a cafe. Janie Rose enjoyed choosing what to eat. One wet day, they stayed at home. Grandma had a beautiful silver jewellery box that she kept on her dressing table. She brought it into the lounge to show Janie Rose. She opened the box and put the jewellery on the coffee table. There was a gold bracelet, several gold and silver earrings and brooches. Best of all was a diamond and ruby necklace on a golden chain. Grandma put it round Janie Rose's neck and they looked in the mirror. "I look like a princess," said Janie Rose. "You can be a princess all day if you like," Grandma said. "You can wear one of the dresses I used to wear when I went ballroom dancing." She showed Janie Rose the dresses in her wardrobe. Some were made of shiny satin, some had tulle or lace or feathers and bright colours. Janie Rose chose a shiny red satin dress that matched the rubies in her necklace. It had a big twirl-around skirt that reached the floor and white lace frills for sleeves and a waistband and a collar. "I really am a princess now," Janie Rose said. "Just a minute," said Grandma. "We can't have our princess in bare feet." And she gave her a pair of soft satin silver slippers. All day, Janie Rose played at being a princess. She had a tea party with her dolls, then drew pictures of fabulous ball gowns and castles. At bedtime, Janie Rose had to take her ball gown and slippers off. Even princesses put their nighties on to go to bed. Carefully she hung the dress on the hanger in the wardrobe, unclasped the necklace and put it back in the silver jewellery box. As she did so, she noticed that the largest red ruby stone was missing. "Oh no!" she said out loud. She was wondering whether to tell or not when her grandmother said, "What's wrong, Janie Rose?" Janie Rose started to cry. "Has something terrible happened?" Grandma said, and put her close for a hug. "The princess necklace," Janie Rose sobbed. "The ruby, it's missing." "Oh dear," said Grandma. "It must have fallen out when you pulled the dress over your head, because I'm sure it was there a little while ago. Let's look for it." They looked round the floor in the bedroom, the lounge, and the hallway, but there was no sign of it. Janie Rose crawled under the beds, but it was nowhere to be seen. "Don't worry," Grandma said. "It can't be far away." She went to push the wardrobe door closed, but the red dancing dress was caught in the opening. As she pushed it back, a red sparkle caught her eye. She looked closer. Yes, it was the ruby. It was caught in the white lace at the neck. "Here it is," she said, and pulled it free. "You were right," said Janie Rose. "It must have fallen out when I took the dress off." "We'll put it back in the necklace," said Grandma. She took some clear nail polish out of her dressing table drawer and reached for the necklace in the jewel box. She placed the ruby in the metal clasps in the necklace and brushed it with clear nail polish. "Won't that spoil the jewels?" Janie Rose said as she watched in alarm. "I'll tell you a secret," said Grandma. "If these diamonds and rubies were real, they would be worth thousands of dollars. But these are made of glass. Only rich people have real diamonds and rubies." Like real princesses, said Janey Rose wistfully.
Yes, like real princesses, said Grandma.
I was a pretend princess, said Janey Rose, and the necklace is a pretend jewellery necklace.
I suppose that is right, said Grandma.
I still think it's pretty, though, said Janey Rose.
So do I, said Grandma.